Are you struggling so hard right now?
Why does it say paper jam when there is no paper jam? I swear to God.
Can you not even?
I can't even.
I cannot even!
Well, neither can we. Come hang out with Taylor and Kenny, and they'll make you feel normal.
Because they're definitely weirder than you.
Hey, girl. Hey, welcome back. It's Wake Up with Taylor. I'm Taylor. That's Kenny. Hello, Mr. Manns.
Hi, Taylor.
And right now, hi, Mr. Manns. We're talking with Julie Jobs all about work.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This should be my theme song always, right?
It is. From here on out.
Forever?
Yes. From here on out, it
Thanks,
is yours.
Rihanna.
Yes, right?
I appreciate it.
I love the song. I feel like the song, though, I don't know why, and maybe it's just from my perspective, but I feel like the song makes me want to work more, and it's working. All I feel like I do now is work, but now it's like, yeah, I'm work,
this
work,
kind of work,
work, work.
With an E.
Work
with an E.
It's true.
Different
are
work.
You allowed to say that? Is work with an E a real thing?
W-E-R-K, like work.
Work, but she's talking about work.
Oh, that E. You know why? I thought you were putting an E on the end of work, and I'm like, working?
It's the British.
Working, 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 working.
It's the British spelling. Of
Rihanna
work.
Makes working cool now. Now I just want to work all day long. I want to never stop
she
working.
She sits at a desk and yeah. works.
Yeah, she
does.
All
right.
day long.
She's got that damn
she
cubicle.
Does.
Yeah.
9 to 5. Yes, exactly.
At a computer.
Okay, so today we're talking with you all about quitting your job.
Yes.
Or tips for quitting your job.
I love it. One of my favorite subjects. So have you guys, well, I know, Taylor, you said you've quit one job ever.
Yes.
So what are your experiences quitting your job? Quitting a job, leaving a job.
I did a terrible job. Quitting my job. I luckily had a wonderful boss who made it so much easier for me to do it. But what happened was, I was auditioning here at SiriusXM for the show, and I worked in an advertising company, and my job was, I was the assistant to the president of my department that I worked in. Work, 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 work. So my job was to be there when he was there. But then I was also like a PA, so then I also worked on like the production side.
Yeah.
It was a lot of work. So I would get in at like 8 o'clock in the morning before he got there, and I would have to stay. So if he had a late night, I had a late night, like 8, 9 p.m. I mean, having dinner breaks was not abnormal in that job. And I wasn't really producing anything on my own. It was a frustrating job. And I worked with a bunch of boys that like fucked around all day long. Meanwhile, I was doing his office hours, and then they want to start doing this production stuff at like 9 o'clock at night because they got paid overtime. And I was like, you guys are dicked around all day, and I want to go home now. I mean, it was not uncommon for people, because it was an advertising company, you have like pitches, for people to spend the night there. They have like beds and showers.
Oh,
and I'm like, this
God.
Is unnecessary, and we're not even that good at what we do. So we kept losing pitches. I'm like, this sucks. Anyway, so a lot of my dinner breaks, I would come here and record demos and then go back to work.
Oh, my gosh.
So it was a lot. And so I guess I got to a place where I was kind of being withdrawn and, I don't know, maybe pissy.
They knew that you wanted
they
to leave.
Tell.
Yeah.
And so I get an email from my boss saying, like, I need you in my office. And I was like, oh, my God. And so he came to the office and he was like, you know, basically, you're clearly not into this job.
Right.
Like, being my assistant,
you don't
want to
be here.
But you're smart and you do really good things. So he offered me a promotion. He promoted me to like just like being a production assistant. And I was like, thank you. But I actually got this job at SiriusXM. And he was like, I wish you had told me. Because he once upon a time had like a band and a music career. And then he transferred to advertising. Anyway, he was like, this sounds amazing. This is such a dream for you. Like, you didn't seem happy in this job anyway. But like, it didn't mean you did a bad job. You just didn't seem happy in it. But anyway, so I gave like 2 weeks. And that was it. But
it didn't seem so bad. It's not so bad.
Maybe it was bad in my mind.
Right.
Maybe that's what
sounds
it was.
Sounds like a very nice one.
Yeah, I was like, that sounds actually good. It's interesting what you say about how like he wished you told him, because that's the trend I'm seeing in leaving your job, is like, instead of going in and saying, I'm leaving, 2 weeks notice, there are more and more people almost like negotiating their leave or working with their boss to leave. And it's not appropriate in all environments. Because a lot of time, if you tell your boss you want to leave, then they're just like, okay, bye.
But
you know?
I like acted pissy. I think that's why I'm upset with myself. Because we've had people that we've worked with at Sirius, a lot of people over the years, but there's been people who have been like pissy for months. And it's like, just say you want to fucking
just
leave.
Just leave. I mean, I say this like every month when I come here. Yeah, it's like you're not like a victim of your job.
Yeah,
like
right,
you can
not.
Figure something out.
Right.
That's what I think it was. I felt like a victim of my job.
So many people feel that way.
So I started acting like bitchy, and like then it got to a point where he called me to the office to be like, I can tell you're miserable, but I think you're a good worker, so I'm going to promote you. And then I'm like, oh, I'm quitting. That's why I've been so bitchy. That made me feel like a loser.
Oh, yeah.
I guess that's what I mean.
It's nice as a manager for him to do that, but I think a lot of people, once you get to the bitchy, I want to leave stage, you're never coming back from
right.
that.
Right, it's like a relationship.
No. Yep.
The only time I ever had to quit a job, I gave my 2 weeks, and me giving my 2 weeks made the company build a lawsuit against someone for poaching me, because I was leaving a station to work with another employee somewhere else and do a radio show. So when I gave my 2 weeks, they figured that out, and they said they were trying to block him now, for, like they were being assholes. So then I gave my 2 weeks, I walked out, found out that they were trying to sue him, and I went right back and said, all right, now I'm just leaving and not going back.
Oh my gosh.
I know. And then I had to countersue them. They tried to. They tried to block us from getting new show. So we countersued them for never paying me, which is a theme in my career.
But that's the
theme of your career is no salary. No,
yeah. The pro bono Kenny.
Volunteer jobs.
Yeah.
You guys are hitting all of my good themes because that's the one thing. Okay. First of all, just think about when you're quitting your job, the overarching message I'd say is you kind of need these people in the future as much as you don't want to. Like, you do not want to have any bad relationships. You need these people as references. They're your network. In most industries, although not all, like, people talk, people know each other. They're going to, you know if you did a bad job or left in a bad place. So, like, just kind of think of that as the big picture message.
Yeah.
To your point, Kenny, one thing, you know, before you even quit your job, like, check the policies. Like, your company may have policies, A, about where you can go. Like, you might leave your job and actually legally not be able to go to the new job that you have,
right.
which would be a very, very big disaster. And also check other policies.
That's so unfair, though.
I know.
I mean, that should be illegal.
It's just like, I mean, some people, like, up into a certain level, that doesn't usually happen. Like, you can go, but like at an executive level, especially, you have a contract. Like, I had an old boss who was like contracted for 5 years. Like, that's a really long, like, to not work anywhere else in the industry. Like, that's a really long time.
No, that's crazy. Yeah. And like, what if you're being mistreated, maltreated by your company, and then you're like, well, I have to leave for X, Y, and Z, very real reasons. And then they're like, oh, you can't ever leave because you signed this. It's like such bullshit.
Or you can leave, but you can't go work anywhere in the industry that you want to work in, which it's like, that's not.
I just don't get that.
Yeah, but you didn't want me in the first place.
It's like, we treated you like shit.
You treated me like shit, but now no one else can treat me like shit. That's not fair.
It really is all like a relationship.
It totally
say that.
Is,
it's like
right?
Can you imagine if you broke up with somebody and you legally couldn't go date anybody else?
You can't. I'll be too jealous. I don't like you anymore, but don't date anybody else.
Yeah,
I think
that
happens all the time. You break up with someone and then they don't want you.
Right.
They don't want you, but they don't want you to be with someone else.
So you have to just get yourself fired. Right?
Sometimes. I mean, I will tell you, at my first job out of college, I worked at a large internet company, and it was, you know, the beginning of the end for that company, and I willed myself to get fired, because if you can get laid off, you really can get so many good things from that.
Yeah. It's so true.
Every day I would come to work and like there'd be massive layoffs, and then finally I left.
You finally left. Just like, they wouldn't fire you.
They would not fire me.
Lay me off. Let me just go.
Please, just lay me off. Let me out of here. But I also want you to pay me severance.
That's the important part. Exactly.
And also there might be other policies, like vacation policies, you might want to know about. Like, do you get paid out for your vacations?
If you don't, you should just take them.
Exactly.
Before you quit.
Exactly.
So you just take a long vacation and then you come back and you quit.
Yep.
That's
or
so
you
shitty.
Give.
Yeah, you get to quit all tan.
You look good.
Yeah.
You can also give, like, you could also work it out. So that varies state by state, but you could say, okay, I'm giving my 2 weeks notice, but my last day is actually going to be 4 weeks from now, because after I leave my 2 weeks, then I'm going to take my vacation days. You do not want to lose your vacation days.
Yeah. Okay.
Do not lose them.
So you're allowed to do that.
I mean, it depends on the place, but you usually can negotiate something like that or take a vacation.
Just take a vacation and then.
Yeah. Right. I've done that too. I've taken vacation and then given my notice.
I do think though, like I remember I had a friend that gave 2 weeks and the company said like, no, you can't take 2 weeks. Or like, you have to stay longer because we can't replace you in 2 weeks. How is that even legal?
That's illegal.
Illegal. That's illegal.
It also varies state by state, but most work, unless you have a contract, is like at will employment. Mm-hmm. So that's, I think, a common misconception. Everyone thinks they have to give 2 weeks. I mean, if don't do this. Do not do this. Listen to me. But like, you could just say, I'm leaving and today is my last day.
Okay,
well, you know what's so fucked up?
Bye, Kenny. I'm taking your spot, so it's okay.
You know what's so messed up, though, is that like a company can say, walk in here right now and be like, hey, Taylor, you're fired.
I know.
And we've already packed up your entire office and security's here and you got to leave now. So they can just say bye right in that second, but you have to give 2 weeks.
Right. Well, you don't have to give 2 weeks. It's just a nice courtesy. But yes, agree. Like, you're supposed to get 2 weeks.
I got fired at a barbecue restaurant on a Sunday afternoon after I was on vacation.
Not possible. What is that?
And they kept all my stuff.
They didn't let you clean out your desk.
I didn't do anything. It was. I don't know what we were. Number one, we got fired. So they fired us after we got back from vacation. Made our boss take us to a barbecue restaurant.
Why were you going out with your boss on Sunday?
Because he called us to meet us. We were like, okay, we've never done this. You're gonna fire us. And then he like wanted us to eat. Before, I'm like, no, just let's just not eat the mac
before
and cheese.
Before we order, like, yeah, let's just tell get me to the point.
And then they just kept, like, Taylor's right. They kept all of our stuff. And like that, we could never go back in the building.
What does your stuff mean? Like your
they kept
clips
all of
or your
show,
physical
all
possessions?
Of our props. They were like, it's all ours.
Well, that's the other thing. I mean,
I
if you're
broke in and stole it.
Did you really?
Yeah. I drunkenly broke in and took every piece back.
Because you bought it.
Because it was mine. I created it. I bought it. I created it. Yeah, and I peed in my ex-boss's garbage pail.
Is that true? Oh, I wish it had been his coffee cup or something.
I couldn't find one.
Everything he's saying is a lie.
I passed statute of limitations. They can't prove I peed in the thing.
Every story about careers, Kenny has some ridiculous.
Oh, no, you know.
Like when
I
you
mean,
had a fake drug problem.
Yeah, I don't believe.
I don't know if they're true or not.
Don't do any of my advice because I will. Well, if they're not right, I'll burn the bridge. I'll burn the bridge so bad they won't be able to build another bridge again. I get so mad because I think people are really mistreat us in this industry.
This industry is brutal. It really is, you know. The stories are insane.
There's
not a lot of professionalism for some reason in the entertainment industry. Not everywhere. No. Not everywhere. But in your experiences, like it scares me.
Well, that's very not unprofessional. Like I think it's just taking your employees out to a meal to
on
lay them
Sunday,
on a
then,
weekend.
Yeah, it's like, and there was no reason. There's like, oh, I don't care. You can fire us for any reason, but like to be like, yeah, want to eat? And like, no, get to the point.
Why can't it wait till Monday?
I have a question. Was the entire system flawed there, or was it just a really bad manager who would just mismanage and was not like controlled?
The system in the company, you mean? The company was flawed in the sense. Yeah, there was flaw. I have to say, the whole thing is flawed from the top to the bottom.
Your stories terrify me.
Well, I worked for a bunch of good old boys. I mean, they fired us because we had egos, because we were number one, and we were having the most fun.
But isn't that your job?
Yeah, but that's what we thought. Yeah, but that's what they were so stupid that they were just like, oh, they're confident. I don't like the way they talk to us. Literally.
Literally.
And it was like,
and you were Northerners, too. You didn't have that Southern drawl.
You come in here and you act like you're radio gods. And it's like, we're just
not
having fun with our jobs. No, there was no reason to fire
us. No business reason.
There was no
one.
Business reason.
No, I hate that.
We were number one. They were making more money. And then a year after that, this 23-year-old heritage rock station, 96 Wave, it was static. They went from killing it to static. And they still, I've heard, will defend their decision to fire.
Oh, because
Storm McKinney
the whole thing
radio
shut
show.
Down.
What was their reasoning though? I'm so curious.
They didn't like talking to it. They were afraid, you know, they were afraid of us in a way. They didn't want
to.
They
were jealous.
They were just jealous.
Yeah, probably.
But doing business you did.
I know.
I couldn't have any business conversation. I would try to talk business and literally the manager would pound his fist on the desk. I'd be like, you know, my dad doesn't even talk to me like that. He would just pound his fist and be like, we weren't so talented, I'd blow you out of here right now.
Oh,
it's like, I'm trying to tell you that this is the way I think we should do this.
Yeah, we're working together.
But their egos were so precious.
Right.
Oh,
which is
God.
Why they were really bad at their jobs. And that's, I don't know what they're doing now, you know.
Yeah, but I'm dying to know
what they're doing. Can you research for next time I'm here what they're doing?
One of the guys was the worst guy I ever worked for. And then there's some other guy who roams around the building here, works here now, and was like, and that's his mentor. And I was like, right. That, I'm like, you're kidding me. Anyway, yeah, it was the worst. There was no way to prepare for it. Even I knew, I saw it coming because they didn't like our relationships with
right.
them. We constantly asked for what, for more money, which is what you do when you're a good employee, and they were personally offended by that.
It's so just they, not personally right, offended. It can't be personal. I
know. And they were
know.
So proud.
Exactly.
They were so proud of them that they just had to fight. They had to just make it up. You know, they make yeah. it. You know, and they fired us. It was frustrating because you thought I thought, well, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do in this. I'm
right.
performing well. I'm doing all
Why
the jobs.
Why don't they just say no to you if they didn't want to give you more money? People have no problem telling me no.
Yeah, I mean, and they did say no. It's like just, they pushed back with we had a normal and I'm. Remember being in negotiations, like, I'm just negotiating. Because I would say, right. I think I deserve this much.
Right, right.
What?
It's just a negotiation.
Hey, this is what I think I deserve. What do you, now do you talk.
Right.
Now you tell me, what did you think I deserve? And it was like, don't talk to me like that, boy. It's like, all right, listen, I'm not your boy.
God. Horrible. I mean, if you're a boss and you're like when someone asks for a raise, you can say no. Like, it's their right to ask.
Yeah,
and
then they were
right
like, then they
no.
said we were like drug
Carolina?
Addicts. South Carolina.
I just said Carolina, by the way. I heard that. Boston.
Yeah, they said we were in the building because we had a lot of the staff were behind us because we were making everybody money. We were fun and
of
we were
course.
Having a good time. They would started like, telling everybody we were addicted to drugs and like in the building we it was the
I mean,
weirdest
but
thing.
Truth be told, in this business, so what?
Right, I know,
even
right?
If
aren't
you
people
were?
Just doing
yeah, drugs are a tax write-off. I mean, you can write off cocaine in radio all you want. Yeah, it was the worst thing, and it gave me such a bad taste. It made me like a wounded puppy in the sense where I was like, well, I was succeeding and winning.
Right.
And making and earning, and then it made me think of management in a way of like very distrusting.
You're like, even if I'm doing a good job, I can get fired.
Right.
Like that's.
Well, here what they do is they tell you what to do, and you do it, and then they tell you, no, now you have to do this.
Right.
And then you just keep doing these things, and you never get. So it's like, all right, I give up on that part of it, you know? So it's very frustrating, and getting fired is like a thing. No matter what, how it happens, you still feel inadequate in
yeah,
some
of course,
way, you know?
Of course.
And I'm like, well, geez, if you're succeeding business wise and it still doesn't make it, I must have to start blowing dudes.
I'll blow people. I don't care. Whatever.
Yeah, I always say that now.
Just tell me what you want and I'll do it.
Right.
I'll do it.
I say the same thing.
It should be easy for you guys to get the raise with this attitude. It should be easy.
We're wide open.
You should be successful.
Yeah. Team Spread Eagle.
Yeah, I'll be spread eagle. You go give blowies. We'll spread your butt cheeks.
That's fair enough.
Guys, you're on the path.
We're on the path. It's working, Julie. It's working.
Julie's on like, the
what
path to success.
Have I walked into today?
Oh, I know.
That is, Kenny's story terrifies me.
Okay. I mean, if.
But
I mean,
if you work there, if there's, you have to trust that there are people who are professional and know
right.
that good work is good work, and eventually you'll
yeah,
get there.
That was a bad experience.
If you can put it into perspective, like, you wouldn't want to be there anyway.
I wouldn't
anyway.
Want to be there
I mean,
anyway.
That's
exactly.
It's hard. And again, it's that whole message of, like, you're not a victim at your job. Even if you're like, I love my job. Like, sometimes we have, like, Stockholm Syndrome at our jobs. We're like, we love our jobs, even if the environment is, like, toxic. That happens a lot, especially here in New York. You're, like, mm-hmm. working a million hours, but it's kind of a glamorous job. But you're, like, have no life. You know, you kind of get this weird thing in
right.
your head of, like, but I love my job. But really, you're kind of, like, miserable there. So if something like that happens and you get laid off and then you're, like, I dedicated my whole life to this, it's really just putting into perspective. Like,
totally. You're
you
absolutely
don't
right. You
want
didn't
want to
be
there.
There.
You
right.
didn't want to be there. Even
because
if you
you can't
you
succeed with people that are
no.
going to work like
it's
that
toxic.
Anyway. Totally. So, and it was all for the better.
Right.
I mean, look where
he is. Because if that
I
didn't
know.
Happen, we wouldn't have found each other.
100%.
This beautiful yeah. relationship would have been made, and I never would have met you.
Exactly. So See? It's a big F you to the boys down south.
Yeah. Wherever you are.
And always is, you know.
They're probably retired yeah. or
they're
homeless
still down
or something.
South.
I hope they're so homeless. I hope they're so fucking homeless.
Yeah, me too. I hope they have so negative
that's a
homes.
Good,
I hope they owe
that's
money
a good
at home.
Insult,
they don't
I think.
Have.
They have four foreclosed homes.
Yeah.
I hope.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
All right, so quitting from
quitting
your
job.
Job.
Okay.
Right.
So getting fired. I'm like, getting fired actually is a future plan topic because that's a whole other beast that we need to talk about. So being prepared, which you talked about, like, make sure you know the policies of your job. Talk to your direct boss first.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. And it's so fucking homeless. It's so funny.
talk to your direct boss first, like, and talk to them in person. And don't, if you can avoid it, like, gossip with other people in the office about how you're leaving and quitting.
Uh-huh.
Because you do not want, I have seen this happen where it gets to the boss before did that happen to you?
Well, that's the thing is, well, so I had one job where I quit, yeah. right? And I was a little bit bitchy, but in my mind, I was probably, I just remember being so scared to quit. And then when it happened, I was like, that was so not
yeah,
scary.
It's not that
and
scary.
He was so nice. Like, I think when you're young and it's like your first job, you think that you're going to get yelled at yep. for quitting or something, but you don't, or at least not no. in my experience. But I've had more experience with people quitting this job than I have with myself
yeah,
quitting. And
right.
I can tell you.
As a manager or like a coworker or whatever,
like
what do you think?
One girl quit and she was like so nervous. And the thing is, it's this is a weird dynamic because like we, this is our show. We
right.
feel like this ownership over the show, but like we have managers and bosses. I mean, a total totem pole of people. I can't fire Kenny. You
right.
know, I can't fire.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird, like, I can't. You, well, you guys are just like coworkers, colleagues.
Well, no, I can
right.
fire Taylor.
Yeah, no, he can't, actually.
Yeah,
it's misogynistic. No,
only because he's a man.
No,
that's the only reason.
No, like, but if Kenny really made me upset, I could go to a manager and be like, I refuse to work with Kenny, and then they could, I mean,
right,
something
and then
might
they
happen.
They might fire him.
But I absolutely can't. I've tried, like, a lot.
She could literally come to me and be like, I can't work with him. Then that would probably be an easier way to get rid of
him. And you would leave
like
crying.
A relationship. Oh, you're saying it?
It's happening,
finally,
guys.
I'm
it's all happening
I'm quitting you.
On air.
I'm going to quit you, girl. But I do. But I remember there was this one girl that quit. I quit, and so she had quit like up the ladder. So she was officially done. But I guess she had to like tell me.
Oh yeah.
And she was like shaking, and I was like, first of all. Great.
You,
do what you want to do.
Do you.
First of all, she was such a bitch for so long. I'm like, bye, Felicia. Like, thank God you quit.
Right, it's a relief.
I've been waiting for this because you've had such a nasty attitude. And she was like, but then she was still like, I'm so nervous. And I was like, no, this is great. Go live your dreams. I yeah. like, you should be happy. Do whatever you want to do. I'm happy you're going to be happy. Good for you. It's like, and that's the thing is, like, when people are about to quit, their attitude changes.
Yes.
It's like getting out of a
yes.
relationship. It's like you can sense it.
Right.
So it's like, okay.
It's a relief often when someone quits. You're just like, okay,
take
this is done.
Toxic.
Like, this
oh,
is
yeah.
done. For the manager, at least. Like, that's one thing to think about when you're quitting. Like, put yourself in your manager's shoes. Think
yeah.
about what kind of position you're putting them in. Like, and then also prepare for that. So, like, go into the quitting being like, okay, I know that X, Y, and Z are due. Like, let's come up with a way to get these projects done before I leave. Or
yeah.
who should, like, I think the other thing, like going into quit and just being like, bye. Again, think about your big future and your big network. Like,
right.
you're going to screw yourself. Think about it as like your transition out, what's going to happen. Like, and you are not, you're like not no longer responsible for your job once you give your notice. You still need to, if you're going to give notice. Now, there are, I mean, I have seen people give notice and actually been like removed from the building that day, depending on the industry.
What is
it
that?
Is sneaky.
Well, I was working in magazines, so that was happening more because of like information.
Uh-huh.
Like there, you know what's happening in a magazine, like
months
in advance, and if they're going to a different magazine, like you want to kind of, they want. I personally don't agree with that because I don't think I would rather have someone just finish their work and not put that work on another employee,
right.
who has to take over for it while we figure things out. But a lot of times it's just like get out the door. But
right.
I would not. I mean, I actually just had someone leave my company, and they like gave. It was about 2.5 months notice. She was like, listen, I know I want a new job. I don't want to leave you in a lurch. Like, I'd rather stay here while I'm working on it. And you guys can find someone new and I'll find something new. And whoever kind of gets there first. And I mean, I was like, I felt like it was a very modern relationship. Like,
yeah, it
was
an amicable divorce.
Right. It was. It was just like, okay.
Well, that's the thing. It doesn't need to be so contentious. And
no,
I mean,
it shouldn't
not,
be. There's
I know
no
we're
reason.
Not talking about divorce now, but like,
right.
I made a point in my divorce, like, we have to be as amicable as possible. Of course, there was like some weirdness, but like, just because there's a separation, whether it's a dating relationship, a marriage, or work, it doesn't have to be this like dramatic, negative thing.
Right.
It just shouldn't be
totally.
Very matter
no,
of fact.
It shouldn't be. I mean, you should go in there with a plan, you know, say, tell your boss the nice things you liked about the job. I mean, I think that's, you know, and I mean, you don't have to say it's not personal because it's
so
not
me.
Personal.
I mean, it's not you.
It's not you,
me.
It's me. But it's like, you know, I really loved working here. I'm excited. My, you know, the opportunities here have led me to be qualified for this other job that I got. I mean, it can be very, very positive.
What right. if you got a job? Okay. What if you got another job? Let's say you got a job offer.
Yes.
Like out of the blue. Because sometimes that actually happens
yeah.
in our dreams. And
like, what offer do you have on the table?
And they give you nothing. And they give you like triple your salary, right?
Right?
Okay, so let's say you go to your company and you're like, so I got this job, I'm going to take it because it's triple the salary. Like, is that wrong to bring up money and to give them an opportunity to counter?
This is what I would say. A lot of people use new jobs as a negotiating tool. If you're going to do that, you have to be prepared that you very
oh, don't
more
bluff.
Often than not will they'll be like, okay, bye. I mean, because a lot of times, especially if you're working for a big company, like they can't come up with that money. The reason you're getting that salary is because it's certain budget, certain leveling, like it depends. So be prepared to leave. But I think if you would be willing to stay, you always can go and you can say, you know, I got this opportunity. It came out of the blue, or even not. I applied for this job and I'm excited about it. But the more I think about it, I actually would rather stay here. But I just can't say no to the money. I mean, just being mature about it and positive about it is going to make a huge difference. And then if they come back, I mean, I have seen it happen many times that they'll come back and say, okay, we have more money for you. You know, maybe it's not as much, but it's so close and you already right. know, you know.
And you're already there.
It's the devil you know is exactly. what we say. Exactly. Like,
right.
do you want to go to this new job that you know nothing about, or do you want to stay here, this job? If you, you know, I mean, sometimes you might not. Like, I have been in jobs where I'm like, I literally can't stay here one more second. Like, I will take anything to leave. And I've been in places where it's like, well, if they offer me more money or, you know, a new title or whatever, I might stay. So
right.
It depends. Yeah. It depends on your situation. So, you know, talk to your boss in person. Don't do it on email. If you can avoid it, don't do it over the phone. I know there are situations like if your boss travels a lot, the
can
timing.
Can you just send
not.
Like a poop emoji over text?
Like, I'm out. 25 poop emojis.
And an arrow.
Yeah. Once you
something.
Get to 25 and an arrow. Like,
that
I'm
means
gone.
I quit.
Yeah.
That means I quit. Well, the other
and
thing
then
is,
you should write, you are poop.
FYI.
Guys, don't do that. Poop. Don't
oh.
do it.
Oh, Julie says
I don't
do
contradict
that.
Their advice often, but don't say you are poop to your boss.
Well, wouldn't that just be a better way to go through life?
Yeah, to everyone.
Yeah.
Unless it's just your thing and they know. They're just like, they know. You are poop is
yeah,
your thing.
Yeah, I know. All right. I'll mail you your stuff.
Oh, my. Or I'll keep it forever. I'm keeping your props. But I would actually say also put it, after you talk to your boss, put it in writing, because mm-hmm. I have had confusion with employees about their last day, and that's like a hot mess. Like, I had an employee tell me she was leaving, and I was like, great, I really like your last day to be X date, and it was like 2.5 weeks. And then about a week later, she's like, okay, so my last day is like 2 weeks from her original, like, that it was earlier than we had agreed upon. And she was like, oh, I think it was a misunderstanding. It wasn't a misunderstanding. She just wanted to leave earlier. So I'm like, put in writing, send an email after the meeting. Thank you so much. You don't have, doesn't have to. I actually remember my first job. This wasn't that long ago. I like wrote a letter, like an actual letter, and yeah. printed it out and brought it in. And
dear
I felt
sir,
like a major dork.
Or madam.
Like this whole, I like
dear
got
madam.
A template.
Dear madam.
I bequeath on you, I am leaving this position to fulfill my dream.
Use that, actually.
Yes,
email that.
Yeah, yeah.
You can steal that. but you just with like confirming your end date, and then after that, you can like tell other people and stuff. But if you can try to not let it get out and your boss accidentally finding out, that's...
So what about when you go to the next position, let's
yes.
say? Let's say that it doesn't go so well, it's not so amicable, but you get to that next position and then inevitably the interview says, oh, you left so and so. Why did you leave? Why did you leave so and so? And let's say you left because the work environment wasn't good.
Right.
Can you say something negative in a new interview when they're asking you? Because if you left a shitty job,
right,
then you're like, well, I left because it sucked.
It's a really good question, because talking too much shit when you go to an interview, I think, triggers something in the interviewer.
It looks negative on
right,
you, right?
They're like, this person just like is negative.
Right.
But I think you can say, you know, there were, I
there's
always
a way to
like,
say
like,
it wasn't the most suitable position
exactly,
for me.
Exactly. Like, there weren't any opportunities for growth. That's the one I like, where it's like, you're not, you know, you weren't going to get promotion no matter what. You could also say, like, it was, you know, a hostile work environment. You could, yeah. there really were things
there
wrong.
There was like no hot girls right. there.
That's a great reason.
Yeah, right.
That's why I quit my job. That's why I quit my job. I think negativity, like in general around this whole thing, is just not going to be productive. Don't post on social media after you leave that you know how much you hated it. Just like, don't do it. Again, you might need these people in the future. Like,
right.
And also, depending on industry, industries are
small. I can think
of
people who I wouldn't write references for if they asked.
Oh, I have those people. I mean, it's that's like a real thing.
Maybe they won't
ask. Oh, they'll ask.
Because I'm going to make you stay with me forever.
I'll write you
I'm
both
make
references.
You write me recommendations.
I'll write you both references.
That's funny. Oh,
when you
thanks.
Need to find a new job. Also, like, and you kind of said this before about making it personal. Like, this is really hard. Don't be emotional. Like, try not to be emotional. And I don't even mean just crying, but like, if you had a shitty boss, this might feel like the time to be like, fuck it.
Yeah,
get out your wrath. And it's like, just not the time. Just being kind, even if they're mad. I think to what you were saying, Taylor, like, more often than not, people aren't going to be mad when you quit your job. No. Like, they're just not, that's just the way of the world. And I think when you're young, you feel like, oh my God, this is, especially after your first job,
they're
this is the end
mad
of the world.
It
they're
feels like
be
you're
mad.
Breaking up with somebody. It's right. Like the first time you ever broke up with a boyfriend. Remember what that felt like? Even though it was like the dumbest, like, 2-day relationship right. ever. And you're like, and, like, my mom, like, made me call. She's like, you're calling. He fell when he delivered my Valentine's Day gift and he embarrassed himself so much I was embarrassed for him and I had
and
to break up with him. Yeah.
So it was a bad fall.
So my mom was like,
what kind of
you,
fall was it?
A ridiculous fall. And he spilled candy all over the floor because
oh,
he was
he spilled the candy?
Eating
nope,
it
done.
On the way over, loser.
We're done.
And so I was like, Mom, I don't like him anymore. She's like, you have to call and break up with him. And I was like, I don't want to. She's like, you have to.
Oh my God.
Like, you have to quit your job.
You have to do it. So we've covered so much. I mean, we talked about this a little before. Not slacking off when you give your notice. Like, once you've given your notice,
do be buttoned up and professional
just
is what I'm getting from you.
Be professional, cool, calm, and collected.
And leave your stuff in order. Oh, one thing I don't think I said earlier that, like, if you have an inkling that you're going to leave your job, start taking some stuff that you need. I don't mean like steal personal, I'm not advocating right. stealing personal files. I mean work files from the, but there's a lot
of
stuff.
You don't
want
to be blindsided.
You're going to, because you
especially
might,
especially if you knew.
And that day they might tell you, get out of here.
We'll have 2 weeks and they're like, no, sorry.
Exactly. Right. So do that the 2 weeks leading up, like make sure to take care of that. And then mm-hmm. also just make sure the most annoying job, and I think the most annoying thing about quitting your job is documenting your job and leaving behind, but leaving behind information. But I would recommend doing it in order to like just create good vibes yes. and good blood yes. with everyone.
Julie, thank you so much.
Thanks,
for the best.
Julie.
Thanks, guys. Follow me at Julie in NYC, at Julie in NYC. Tweet me your career advice, and I'm going to be back soon. We're going to do some major career stuff in a few weeks.
Awesome.
Okay,
Julie,
thanks,
we
guys.
I love you so much.
I love you.
Thank you.
So fun.
And you guys, we'll be back in a little bit. We got your 7 things you need to know before you go. And then also, we have Jennifer Fulweiler joining us. She has a show on SiriusXM Catholic Channel, and I want to talk to her about porn and one night stands. I feel like we have very similar views. She was a part of our sex intervention.
She was great.
She was so great, and we didn't have enough time to really talk, but I feel like her and I see the world very similarly, and maybe it is because of our Catholic roots or whatever. I don't know, but I'm very excited to talk to her. It's been a long time overdue. It's going to be great, and then so much more as well. So don't go anywhere. We will be back in just a little bit. Thank you very much, Julie. You guys, again, it's at Julie in NYC on Twitter. Tweet her.
Tweet her.
Thanks, guys.